Proclamation number 1353 of March 25th, 1940. Desire for light. Knowledge. Truth. Desire brightness of spirit so that it can be brought to you, so that the light from the heavens may shine for you in the darkness of earthly existence. And if the light now radiates to you, do not avoid it but consciously let it have an effect on you so that you feel its benefit and only desire this light more and more. And then you will recognize everything around you and within you. In amazement you see one veil fall around the other. Creation reveals itself to you radiantly bright and clear, testifying to God's wisdom and omnipotence, and you'll know. The majority of people still walk in the deepest darkness of spirit. They do nothing to improve this lightless state. They are content with an existence that deprives them of everything that signifies light and brightness. They do not desire to be flooded with light. They go along without recognizing God's work around them. They walk dark paths that tell them nothing of God's glorious works of love and omnipotence. They see nothing because there is no light shining for them to see the work of God. They know nothing of God's love. They know nothing of the purpose of creation. They find no connection between all things which earthly life illustrates to them. They only ever see the earthly purpose of all things, but not the spiritual one. And so they walk in the darkness of the spirit. And that means a standstill of spiritual development and an unimaginable deficit when earthly life is over. You will never find the right path. You will not reach the goal because you do not recognize the path in the darkness, and thus your path through earthly life will not result in success for the soul. Therefore you must not wait idly until a ray of light reaches you, but you have to long for light and watch out for the slightest glimmer and follow it, and this glimmer of light will become stronger and stronger. It will soon illuminate a passable path for you, and your spiritual adversity will then be remedied, for now you need never fear that you will go astray or that the light will become weaker. For those who once sent the light to you are watchful so that you will never lack it again. And you will look around you liberated and always recognize God's reign and activity wherever you walk. The divine bearers of light always remain around you, for in their love they want to impart the light to all beings, which makes them so exceedingly happy. It only has to be desired and therefore willingly received. He who now promises you the light, it is his will that you draw from the divine source of grace which his love has opened for you. For light is knowledge. Knowledge of divine truth. And God himself offers you this truth in unlimited abundance. Whoever therefore desires to stand in the light of the divine Son of Grace will be imparted divine truth without measure, and the truth will be full of strength and power. Divine love itself will express itself, and what is from God must also be strength and light in itself. And thus all knowledge of divine truth means walking in radiant light. The path of the earthly child is brightly and clearly marked out if it has received divine truth within itself. It will be able to see and spread a radiant brightness around itself, and anyone who likewise wants to receive divine truth through the earthly child will be allowed to receive this light again. For what God sends to his own on earth is not limited, and therefore the human being can distribute it to his fellow human beings. The light will therefore not shine less brightly but spread immeasurable brightness if the light which comes from the heavens and is intended to lead people back to God is respected. Light is synonymous with life, The darkness of spirit is indisputably the concept of the lifeless. Any who stands in the light will live. And this life will be the most marvelous thing granted to God's creature. An incomparable eternal life is promised to the child of God who has received the truth from God and thus has traveled the earthly path in the desire for light. For God Himself was active in him, who is the light, the truth and the love Himself. Amen.